Hello and welcome to the Wellness Trinity Podcast, where we interview top holistic experts and bring you natural solutions for modern day wellness. Let's get started with your host, Dr. Jacqueline.
Stop scrolling if you are overwhelmed and you would love to learn how you can become more in flow to reduce that overwhelm. Because I understand, based on all the people I've been muscle testing, including myself, that people are overwhelmed because their crown chakras have all been off. So today we are going to tune the biofield, particularly the crown chakra, to help with some of this overwhelm. One of the things that has been highlighted to me, there's a couple verses I wanted to point out in the Bible. First of all, it feels like a very fiery season that many of us are walking through, and I don't know if it's just something beyond us in this world. I don't know all of that. But what I can tell you is that I can feel things energetically, and I know there's some type of fiery energy going on, and people are feeling it. So this verse here in Psalms 66, oh, of course it's 66, 66:12. It says, "You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through water, but you brought us to rich fulfillment." So again, he brought us through fire and water, but then he brought us to rich fulfillment. Part of the reason why I wanted to mention that first is because sometimes when we go through seasons where it feels like fire, everything's on fire, there's people that are like screaming at us and biting our heads off, and there's babies crying, and there's husbands, and blah blah blah, and you know, and then you got the holiday seasons on top of that. Feels like fire. And trust me, I know it does not feel good, especially when you're empathetic and you can just feel everything. You're just like so it feels very out of alignment with this crown chakra. We can feel overwhelmed. When this crown chakra is out of alignment, we can feel very overwhelmed. And so when there's a lot of things kind of coming at us, it can really throw that crown chakra off and make us feel that sense of overwhelm. I find that it can be very hard to think clearly. Like, we can have a sense of brain fog. I've been working on some of that with my clients with tuning their crowns as well too, is this feeling of brain fog. Like, it's, again, it's hard to think clearly when we're out of alignment. If you're one of those people that are really feeling the fire, I empathize with you. I get it. I've been going through it too. And this is why I felt very drawn to do this tuning for you. I personally, because I've been feeling a little bit overwhelmed, I'm like, I need to take a step away from social media for a second to just kind of get recentered and grounded. One of those things that came to me in that was, I woke up one day and God reminded me to be centered and grounded in Christ. And I never did this in the Bible, but once I decided, I was like, I'm gonna just muscle test and see where in the scripture I need to read. And then I came across this verse, and it said that Christ might dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. I know I'm kind of missing part of it, but it's in Ephesians 3 toward the end. But here I'm catching the message, rooted and grounded in Christ and rooted and grounded in love. And a big part when we do biofield tuning is making sure we're rooted and grounded. I just always find it interesting when God shows me his correlations with health and the biofield and the Bible. And it's just, I don't know, if you like to nerd out like me, then you might find that fascinating too. But there's something about being rooted and grounded in love, AKA Christ. Christ and love, I think, are synonymous. God is love. So when we are grounded in love, it's a lot easier to release that overwhelm, to let go. And sometimes we kind of just need to, you know, put the social media aside. I know I'm here for a reason. I'm trying to catch you so that you can take some time to get recentered and grounded. And we need to, you know, kind of maybe even put some people aside and find a space where we can just breathe and be reminded of how much God loves you. Because I think that sometimes perfectionism can sink in when we're not rooted and grounded in love, when we're rooted and grounded in everyone else's opinion and what we think we need to do based on this person is like, I need this thing today, I need this thing right now, I need, and it just feels like all these energetic parasites just pulling at us. And then some of it is just our own stuff that's in our biofield, guilt and shame, like, oh, if I don't create the perfect dinner for Christmas or have all these different fancy things and show up with all the best presents or whatever it is that is going on through your mind during the season. This sense of perfectionism can sink in, and then this guilt and the shame, and some of it is really just stuff that's in our biofield that's being highlighted. With all that being said, another verse in Ephesians popped up to me that was kind of standing out too. I've been super drawn to tune the throat chakra a lot, which has a lot to do with communication. Particularly my own throat chakra, I needed a lot of tuning. This verse, speaking the truth in love. When we feel overwhelmed, sometimes we can say things that are not very nice. So I just want you to take a second and receive God's forgiveness for that. Let's meditate on that idea, speaking the truth in love. Maybe sometimes things need to be said. Uncomfortable conversations need to be had. I've had to have a couple this week and it wasn't very nice. But you know, coming to that place where you can be rooted and grounded in God's love, release the guilt and shame, and speak the truth. Sometimes things are not comfortable that you have to say. You're going to go to family dinner soon and see people that maybe you don't always get along with. But how can you remain in that groundedness and love and speak from that place of love? I highly recommend reading Ephesians 3 and 4. That can maybe help you get rooted and grounded in love a little bit more. The last verse I wanted to pull up, it's in Psalms 65:11. You crown the year with your goodness, and your path drips with abundance. Back to the crown. There's something about the crown. I know sometimes when we talk about chakras, it can seem kind of woo-woo, but there's a crown there. Like God is talking about the crown. So there's something about the crown getting recentered in alignment with where he has specifically positioned you, and also who you are specifically, what your giftings and callings are. And as you move forward into the new year, I declare abundance over you in all areas of your life, from your family to your kids, to your visions, to your finances, everything. I would love to see you feel like you're just flowing in that honey. But oh, honey, I don't even think about that. That just feels good, just dripping with God's honey, his sweetness. I think a lot of that stems from being in complete alignment with who God has created you specifically to be, because sometimes when we are out of alignment, then we're trying to live someone else's dream. And that can just make us feel very conflicted inside. And that's not an abundant place. Abundance is really just finding who you are, who you are truly designed to be, and living in alignment with that. Like, you'll find love, you'll find joy, you'll find fulfillment through that. The crown chakra has a lot to do with time. So being in the right place at the right time. Without further ado, I'm gonna go ahead and get started on this tuning. If you're new to biofield tuning, there's this biofield around the person. It's the electromagnetic field. It extends about 5 to 6 feet outside of the person, all the way around, just like it looks like an apple. So the central channel is through the center. So there's this flow of energy that goes up and then it goes down. And then we have a negative charge. This is our connection with the earth. So when you're grounded, this is a bit more happier. And then when we have sun, the sun star is a bit more happier too. And when the body is stressed and overwhelmed, this whole field can shrink. We're not going to really spend too much time doing the earth star and sun star today, but in general, when I do one-on-one sessions and my emotional wellness cleanse work, we tend to make sure we widen the field so more energy can flow through the center of the body. So yes, we're doing energy medicine, and energy medicine has to do with your physical energy. That was a revelation for myself at some point, so I know it will be for someone. So we're literally working with physical energy. The body is electric. The crown, as I've been mentioning, is this white one above your head. So it's a relationship with time and really like where are you in alignment in your life? Who has God created you to be specifically? Are you in alignment with? Are you walking that out? How do you fit in with this greater picture in this world, in this cosmos, etc.? Just think about ourselves as like one cell in the body. We're like one cell in this earth, in this universe, in this like whatever it is beyond. I don't know everything beyond. Like, I'm gonna be honest. Like, I don't know everything. Nobody knows. Who knows what's out there? Like, I haven't been in outer space, but but I'm just saying, the point that I'm making is we're one cell, and then when we can figure out what is the role we play, just like how the liver in the body is supposed to detoxify and produce bile, and there's like certain functions for each parts of our body. Each person is like a cell in the universe. We have to be in alignment with how we were created to be and walk that out. And I promise you, you're going to find so much joy and abundance in 2024 as you continue to just do that. I felt that one rising up like somebody needed to hear that. So let's get started on the tuning on the crown chakra. If you can, go ahead and find a quiet place. You can lay down. If you have a glass of water, it will be tuned as well. You should take a deep breath in and breathe out. So I'm gonna deep breathe with you. This might feel like a little bit of an interruption in your day, but I promise you it started right on time, 11:11. Sometimes God's timing is not our timing. His will sometimes isn't what we think it should be, but when we can align ourselves in His will, everything else just flows like honey. So sometimes we just need to take a step back, breathe, tune in. It can be very hard to know what God's will is for you when we have all these distractions and things pulling at us. Take a second to deep breathe, and I want you to visualize white light coming through the top of your head, going down your central channel, and just cleansing your body of overwhelm. Energetic parasites right now have to flee in the name of Jesus. And as that bright white light is coming down through the central channel, peace is radiating through your body and your mind. We're cleansing the biofield. So you may have been feeling like you've been walking through fire, but you're coming out gold. Take a deep breath in. Shake out any stress that you may be feeling right now. Like, I feel it in my neck, that throat chakra. If it's been difficult to communicate with family members, I'm just gonna forgive them right now. Forgive yourself too for anything you might have said that may have offended them. We release brain fog right now so you can think clearly and have discernment on your next steps. I know with the holidays, it can feel like there's a million things that need to get done. We're gonna release that perfectionism spirit that's trying to creep in. And just allow trust and surrender to God's will, that trusting that he's divinely putting the parties together, putting the time schedule together. Just make some extra time, extra room for, just in case things don't go exactly according to plan. Take a deep breath in. Just as that verse in Psalm said, you might be walking through fire, but you're coming to a place of rich fulfillment as God cleanses you and strips you. Sometimes we think it's the enemy attacking us, but it's really God trying to highlight areas that need to be cleansed. And when we allow our bodies and our mind and our spirit to go into a deeper healing, we can find that we are coming to that place of more fulfillment, more joy, more abundance. Continue to visualize that white light going down your central channel and cleansing your body. This is a 2-2-2 fork. Thank you all for joining today. We're tuning the crown. So the chakra above our head is about 4 inches. It's the color white. And it's our connection with nature and time and being in flow. So I want you to visualize how you're in the perfect place at the perfect time. So speaking of time, as we approach the new year, or depending on when you're listening to this, maybe it's a new season you're approaching. And you're thinking, I gotta make plans, I gotta make goals. Right now, I just pray that space is being made in your mind to catch the vision of God, from God. What it is you're supposed to be doing, being, having in this new season. What is it that you're supposed to be focused on? Take a deep breath in. You're rooted and you're grounded in love. And when you're rooted and grounded in love, that's when the vision can drop in your heart and your soul. And it just feels so right. Take a deep breath in. I just pray this year that you're focused on what God has for you. Nothing else. You're not distracted. We just cut those distractions right now in the name of Jesus. You design your time planner and everything according to the vision God has for you. Energetic parasites right now, be gone in the name of Jesus. Ooh, just shake out anything that's tugging on you that doesn't belong right now. Any sense of guilt, any sense of shame, any hurt, take a deep breath in. If someone's hurt you or wrong, or you felt wrong by someone, we're gonna release that right now so you can move forward with peace. Some of the brain fog might be because you feel hurt. It's like hard to think straight when you're carrying that burden. I feel like you need to move your shoulders. Especially this right one. Anger about not being heard. Right now, we release that. See it coming out of the shoulder. Forgive any person right now that has made you angry, that they're not hearing you. And then we release the overwhelm right now that came with that. Shake out any tension that's arising. Just more white light coming down your central channel, cleansing your body. Deep breathe as you need a deep breathe. You are perfect just the way you are. Any word curses that people might have said that is not that to you. Right now, we release that. Just rest in God's perfect love right now. There's more and more peace coming upon you as you surrender in this moment. Throat around that neck. it's almost like whatever is being released on top of you, it has to come through your neck so it can be go down your central channel, being grounded to the earth. And it's almost like it's getting clogged up in the neck. So I want you to see that energy, that brokenness that was above your head, just going down your central channel, being grounded. We're gonna have Christmas with so much joy and love. So we're just making space for that right now. So visualize your upcoming holidays. Just so much love and abundance flowing. Everything is done at the right time. You show up at the right time. Just cut the expectations. Just tune into God's timing right now. More energetic parasites are being released. We're gonna move in from the other side. We're tuning the left side. We're gonna move in from the right side now. Calm. Notice what's going on in your body right now as you just meditate on the word calm. Some things that we're so stressed about just don't really matter. When you think about the greater picture, I want you to imagine you're looking at the world, you're outside of the earth right now, and you're looking in on it. Suddenly it almost can feel like our problem doesn't feel like a problem. When we see things from the greater perspective. So as anything's arising right now, just breathe through it. Allow that energy to flow, that emotion that's rising up. We release any heaviness. So as more space is being made in your mind, in your heart, rooted and grounded in love, in perfect alignment with God, where God has you right now in this very moment and moving forward in the future in this new year, just catch the vision. What is the main thing that you're meant to be focused on this next year? I want you to see abundance, honey from heaven dripping all over that vision. See it happening right now. Automation. That's a word that's coming up right now. Just see yourself automating little tasks so that you can really focus on what really matters. See it being done. See those little projects that need to be automated being done with ease and grace. So you just kind of put it aside and focus on what really matters in life. So I'm feeling that we're relaxing more now. Just being bathed in God's honey from heaven. That sweetness, His glory. Whenever you can, within the next few days, try to get outside, get some sunlight. Your crown chakra will be happy. Use a infrared if you don't have that sun. shaken off the fire so you can come to that place of rich fulfillment. I want you to see in this next year how everything's just divinely happening at the right time. You're connected with the right people. Things are just happening. You're just in the flow. You're learning how to move with the seasons. Take a deep breath in. Flow is a word that I've been really thinking of a lot about lately. What does flow like look like in your body? What does it look like in your mind? What does it look like when you're thinking about your next year in life? There's cycles for everything. Sometimes it's time to rest. Sometimes it's time to move really fast. Sometimes even during the day we have cycles. You might have energy more at certain times of the day, and that's better to do certain projects that require that energy. So I pray right now that God just really gives you a sense of discernment of how to move with seasons, how to move with your days in ways that is just in flow. Sometimes we're overwhelmed and we're burnt out just because we're out of sync, out of rhythm with nature. So the more you tune your crown, you'll find that you'll just become more naturally in tune, naturally with moving with the seasons of life, your personal life, as well as what's going on beyond us. Take a deep breath in. And I also pray that God puts the right people in your life at the right time that are gonna lift you up. Energetic parasites has been something super highlighted for me lately. If anyone is feeling like they're bringing you down, release that energetic parasite related to that. You were made for greatness. So release any lies that's not that. We're going to connect your crown to usually I say to the edge of the field, but the crown, it's like it extends all over to the infinite. So we're just going to just see it shooting straight up. You're connected to everyone in this world, everything in this earth and beyond. And you're just resonating at the tune of God, playing your role. And there's much love, peace, and joy, and fulfillment that comes with it, as well as financial abundance and prosperity. As you just walk in alignment with who you are divinely designed, just see how the money just flows along with it. Money's energy too. Tie the biofield up in a figure eight, just so that everything can harmonize well and get integrated well. And I also like to think of eight as new beginnings. We've shed another layer of the pain body so we can walk in God's rich fulfillment. I love the verse, John 10:10, how Christ came to give us life and life abundantly, life to the full. some of you need to meditate more on the word alignment and flow this year. And that's where you're going to continue to find peace and abundance. Alignment and flow.
Thank you for listening to the Wellness Trinity Podcast. Be sure to subscribe for more wellness tips to help you achieve optimal health. Don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you on the next episode.